Hello and welcome to this week's Artscast Extra. I'm here with Joe, Festival Director for Towsley Festival. Hello, Joe.
Hi there.
Hi. So how did the festival begin?
Okay, well, Towsley is the oldest independent festival in the country, as it happens. It's 52 years old this year, which is quite a milestone. And it actually started in the small village of Towsley in Oxfordshire. And it was started by my grandfather and a couple of his friends as a fundraising event to raise money to refurb the toilets in the village hall.
Would you believe?
Yeah. I mean, it was a little more than a kind of glorified garden kind of party, principally based around music, because all the guys were really into music and acoustic and folk music at the time. So that's how it started, yeah. It's kind of developed from there over the years, slowly and steadily. And it went from running in a front garden to running in the local farm fields, to it actually buying a piece of land for the village that it ran in. Then it expanded into farm fields and so on to where we get to today, when we're actually just outside of Towsley on the outskirts of Tame at the Tame Showground, which is where the festival happens now.
Yeah. How has it changed over the years?
I guess... it's never really changed in its vibe and in its style. That's something we're really kind of conscious of. People love it for its friendly, family-friendly, very inclusive atmosphere. And we've always been aware, as the festival has grown, to really retain that. So it's kind of plateaued now to where it is. We have a site capacity of 5,000 people, and we never really want it to get bigger than that, which is why we kind of retain it at the size it is. And within that, people feel safe, and they feel like it's a real community. And that's what it is. It's a community event, really.
Yeah. So you mentioned music already. Is it primarily a folk festival?
Yeah, it is, although it's never actually had the word folk in its title, because it really wasn't set up along those lines. It was set up just to be a great festival of music. Folk, has been at its heart and at its core all the way through, although now it's kind of more of a music festival with roots, we call it. So any music that has really sort of authentic roots, so we have blues, a bit of jazz, world music, folk, country, anything like that. But yes, principally it's folk music.
So who's headlining this year?
So this year we're really excited to have some of the big names in folk music. We've got Billy Bragg and Kate Rusby on the Friday headlining, and on the Saturday we've got the fantastic indie band The Wonder Stuff from back in the day, still banging out the fantastic hits, along with the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, who are one of the best live acts around. If you haven't seen them, really, you really must. Mm-hmm. And then on the Sunday we've got world famous Midgeur, who started Live Aid and so on, and Tom Robinson Band, fronted by Tom Robinson from Six Music, Niz Loppy from the JCB song a few years ago. You remember that? Yeah, big number one at Christmas.
Yeah.
and then alongside that, we've got all of the great big names of folk music. So Edward II, Chris Drever from Lough, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan, Tradar, Roy Bailey, Steve Tilston, Lynched, who are kind of this amazing band from Dublin who are really making waves. We're on Jules Holland recently. Rusty Shackle, Josie N. Clarke and Ben Walker. The list goes on and on and on. We have over 200 artists playing on six stages. So a whole lot of music. Yeah. And then alongside the music, we really pride ourselves on all of the extra activities that happen. So we have lots of workshops where you can learn things from musical instruments to singing to dancing to hands-on crafts. Like we have a green school where you can learn whittling and knot tying and shelter building. A lot of other entertainments around the site. We have an area called the Creative Quarter where you can have a go at things, play giant games, play on giant musical instruments. And then lots of street entertainers like you get at festivals, jugglers and clowns and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a real family affair.
Mm. Something that stood out for me was the fire walking.
Yeah, that's new for this year, actually. We're really excited about that. Some guys who've been coming to the festival for a few years actually run a fire walking company, and they also do kind of empowerment workshops. So it's all about kind of mind over matter. So over the weekend, they're running some empowerment workshops. They're running some what are called wide games, which is kind of games for adults that get you running around and joining in with things.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's really good. Exactly. You know, why as adults do we not get to play games?
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it's all about. It's come along and play crazy ball games in a field. And then, of course, yeah, they're doing the fire walking, which will be really something special.
Have you ever fire walked yourself?
I haven't. No, I fire juggled. I've eaten fire. I've blown fire. Not fire walked. So if I get time, I might give it a go. But you do have to kind of knuckle down and do the workshop first.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of just rock up after a few beers.
And... Oh, gosh, yes.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Something else that caught my eye was balloon rides.
Yeah, again, another local organisation who run balloon rides. We've had balloons flying from the site over the years a number of times and got some really great pictures of the site. So we've kind of just made that a bit more official so you can book in and get a balloon flight. I think some of them will be tethered, so you just go up and down, and then I think they'll be doing a couple of other ones as well. Yeah. So it's going to be busy in the skies.
Yeah. Some amazing photos, I imagine.
Yeah, I hope so.
So what else is new for 2016?
So, you know, we try and keep things as similar as we can year to year for the regulars, but then we tweak things each year. So this year we've got a bit more cover than we've ever had before. So all of our venues have got cover for weather, which makes us quite unique. We don't have this kind of big stand out in a muddy field sort of vibe. You get undercover and watch bands, so nothing gets called off. We have a cover over a stage called the Market Square, where we have a lot of kind of community shows and dance shows and street shows and things. So that's covered this year. And we've just jiggled things around on the site a bit, you know, just to make it even more user-friendly, as it were.
Brilliant. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, as always at this time of the year, you know, with a couple of weeks to go, I'm always looking forward to just getting on site and getting on with it, because it's been a year in the planning again. So yeah, really keen to get on site and make it look beautiful. We've got a whole lot of new site kind of decoration and art this year. We've got new flags and new kind of design for the whole site. So I'm really excited to see that come to fruition. And then music wise, I'm really excited about the Wonder Stuff on Saturday night. Haven't seen them for years, really excited about that. Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain are one of my favourite live bands. All of the headliners, really, and then some of the sort of undiscovered bands that people will find at the festival that I've been kind of procuring over the year and looking for. Some really, really quirky stuff that I think people will really love.
Any local acts?
Yeah, a whole load of Oxford, Tame and Oxfordshire based acts. We have the Van Susans from sort of North London as well, and then a whole stage dedicated not solely to local acts, but a mix of Oxford and Tame based artists. And in fact, one of our stages, the bar stage, is run by the local open mic night, who are called the First Thursday Music Club. In Thames, one of the best open mic nights around, and they run one of the stages, and with a mixture of acts that I find and they find, and we kind of put it together.
Is that the one at Figs?
Yeah. You should get along if you haven't. Yeah, it's really, really good, and they always have like a really good kind of guest headliner.
Yeah, it's a good night.
Yeah, cool.
And this year's chosen charity is the Air Ambulance.
Yeah, we've worked with lots of charities over the years. In fact, we've given in the last 10-15 years, we've given like £250,000 to charities. It's always been at the heart of the festival, that it's about the community and about giving back. So not only do we provide opportunities for artists, which is a big thing, we also try and provide opportunities for charities to get involved. This year we've kind of streamlined that to do work with one kind of main charity partner rather than having lots of different charities involved, and we thought Thames Valley Air Ambulance was a really, really great cause. Yeah. You know, something that everybody needs. We're gonna, you know, and it's not funded from government, so you know, let's get behind that. Mm-hmm. So those guys are coming along with a great kind of interactive stall, giving away things, doing silly competitions and stuff, and they're also going to do a flyby with the helicopter.
Oh, cool.
and have some of the staff on site and things. So yeah, we're really excited to have them on board and working with them.
Yeah, that's a great charity. My friend actually had to make use of it once.
I think everybody knows somebody who's had to make use of it, and you never know when that, you know, it might be important to you. So yeah, we're really delighted to have them. But like I said at the beginning, we've always been about community and engaging with the community, and sort of number one on that list is engaging with the community in a cultural way.
Yeah.
That's always been at the heart of the festival, providing a platform for artists, providing an opportunity for local people to engage with the arts in a way that they might not have in their everyday life, and yeah, that's really important to us.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, something that's very important to me when I go to a festival is food and drink. What have you got?
Food and drink again. Yeah, we've always been at the forefront of kind of leading on festival food and drink. We have a huge array of kind of street food, from authentic Mexican and stone baked pizzas to falafels to gourmet burgers to goat's milk ice cream to, you know, we've got that whole range. I think we've got about 20 or so, 30 maybe even, food stalls. And then in terms of drink, we have worked with a great bar partner called Festive Ales, and with them we work to get as many real ales as we can. I think we've got about 30 real ales and nice, about 10 ciders this year. So we have a huge real ale festival as part of it, and alongside that this year they're running a really nice wine bar as well, with a really nice selection of wines from France and beyond. So yeah,
okay, you've convinced me.
Great. Yeah. You won't go hungry and no, you won't be thirsty. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Great. This year you've also got an app. Tell me how that's working.
Yeah, it's great, the app. We got together with some guys called Festivent who develop apps for events, and with them over the last couple of years we've helped sort of develop this app, and they now roll it out to quite a few festivals. And it's just a brilliant way in the kind of modern digital era for people to access the programme. Mm. So you can kind of create your own personal calendar by kind of dragging and ticking the artist you want to see, and then that will pop up on a daily calendar. Mm. And if you want it to, it'll also put that into your iPhone or other phone,
yeah,
calendar and set reminders and so on. So it's very functional like that, but it's also fun. It has a kind of interaction with social media, so you can post a postcard from the site that puts all your favorite artists and a picture of you, a little selfie or something, and post that from the festival.
Yeah.
And it's got an interactive map with hotspots, so you can click on the venue that you're approaching and see who's on at that time, and it will pop up with who's actually on right now, and then you can find your way around site. So you never have that thing of rocking up to a venue and going, oh, who's this band, I don't know who this is. You can just go click, ah, it's these guys, see a little biog, get a little bit of music as well. So
fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
we're really excited about that, and it's proven pretty popular, which is great.
That sounds great. So tickets are still available?
Yes, tickets are still available on the website, www.towersyfestival.com. You can buy them on there. There's also a phone number on there to phone the box office. And tickets are also available in Tame at Busy Lizzie Flower Shop. And you can buy kind of day passes at the Town Hall in Tame as well. So no excuse, you can get a ticket everywhere. It's Friday the 26th to the Monday the 29th of August.
Brilliant. And in terms of camping, there is camping on site. Showers.
Yeah, wonderful showers. Yeah. Again, we've won numerous accolades for our toilets and showers. So we have a whole load of hot showers dotted around the campsite.
Always hot,
always available, open all day, and really great toilets with an amazing crew of guys who go around and clean the toilets three times a day, so the toilets are always clean and restocked with toilet paper and the important things. So yeah, no problem with that. And camping, I mean, it's a real camping weekend. I mean, you know, come for the day, of course, but it's all about the camping for a lot of people, and it's a real community where your sort of neighbour becomes your new friend. That's what it's all about. People spend half the time on the campsite because it's just such a nice place to hang out. So, yeah, bring your tent or just pop along for the day.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking to me, Joe.
Thank you. Cheers.